Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
Hope you guys had a great weekend. We are back to hang out with you. Let me say, morning, studio.
Morning.
The question is, if like a bank gives you too much money, do you keep it? You know, we always talk about this. If you find money, do you keep it? And it's almost every time no, unless your lunchbox. And it's almost every time yes. You got paid too much once at work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And No, at the ATM, I put checks in and it gave me an extra $450.
That's what it was.
And booked my flights to Vegas. What
he,
up?
He went to Vegas. Yeah.
That's right.
Now, Amy,
wife.
Amy's been paid too much by work.
Yeah, it can't be right. I don't even know how it adds up to being right.
Yeah, and what'd you do? You just keep it, right?
You go to Vegas.
Well, I mean, now
I squirreled away like a little squirrel, put those little acorns in your mouth. You just hide it over here.
No, obviously, I think I need to say something or I wouldn't talk about it on air because obviously, I think some of our bosses might hear and be like, let's get with accounting. But yeah, definitely got too much.
Was it so big?
Noticeably.
Like, wow, I'm thinking
you know
big.
You know how they add a zero maybe?
Oh my gosh.
A zero?
Oh my gosh. They paid you that much more?
Wow.
Now here's the thing.
Our
job is weird too because we do different stuff.
Totally weird.
We're almost like freelance. We have a salary, but then we also are freelance. And if we do different stuff for clients, you know, they pay us to do it.
Appearances.
Yes.
Spots, endorsements, other...
You think they added a zero to your paycheck?
It just was definitely off. Something was off, but that's the thing. It's not itemized. You know, when you go to look at your pay, it is not totally broken down.
You have to say something. That's
well,
too much.
Obviously, that's why I'm saying it on here. So this is me covering my bases.
Amy, you don't have to say it. You can tell, oh, that was just hypothetical. Like, if they come to you and be like, no, I was just joking.
They're hearing this right now, though.
Well, it wouldn't be hypothetical if it really happened. Yes. If they look and it really happened.
It's also if I'm saying it happened and then he's telling me to say it's hypothetical and they hear this, that doesn't do anything for me.
But you know what you do tell them? Money gone. Sorry.
So that money you got, because you went to Vegas, they paid you too much. You took it to Vegas.
Yep.
And then?
Money gone. Sorry.
But then really what?
And then a couple months later, they sent me a letter in the mail letting me know they removed it from my account.
Oh, money gone. Sorry.
Money from you. Right. Did they sign it? Money gone.
Yeah, they said, sorry. Money gone. Sorry.
Did you get excited for a minute because you thought you had made much more on this check?
Yeah, I just was, I was instantly perplexed. Mm-hmm. So.
Dang, a whole zero. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money.
That could be awesome if it's real, though. That's the hope. You cross your fingers and go, maybe
come
that's
on.
Real. Maybe they... That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll
good
see.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay. Who would call? Who would call? Or who would just wait it out to see if they come back and get it?
I would wait it out.
Exactly.
For sure. There's no harm in that. Just wait.
But you save it. Don't spend it.
No, I wouldn't spend it like Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Okay. Ray, what would you do?
Take the money and I'd close the account.
Exactly.
Right.
It's your job.
You're still working with them. I guess if you were quitting.
Idiots.
Right.
Idiots.
You know, Ray's like, close the account. I'm moving to Mexico. I change my name. No, not for that. This is what I would do. I would call because eventually they're going to come forward anyway.
Yeah.
And so I would want the peace of mind either way to know you're getting the money back or I'm keeping the money. I just don't want to sit here in limbo because you're not going to, I would call.
Hey, if you do wait, how long is the green light of like, hey man, they haven't called in so long?
3 months.
It's mine.
Like 3 to 6 months.
Wow. See, I would wait it out those 3 months.
No way. I would call. You're saying in case they miss it, miss
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Oh. 3 months,
maybe
it's
I wouldn't go.
But then what is the, how long can it go before they ask for it back?
I'll just Google statute of limitations.
Forever. Don't Google statute of limitations. Don't Google that.
I'm going to call because I shared this with you so we could talk about it.
Call and then let us know.
I'm not going to take.
Call?
Call and what? Mm. What?
Just say that it was a lot less than what it was. Be like, I think you guys gave me 10 bucks extra.
That's 1-0. 10.
Okay, update us, okay?
A happy Memorial Day, the unofficial kickoff to summer. As you're prepping the grill for a family get-together this weekend, let's not forget the true meaning as we honor those who courageously gave their lives for our freedom. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I want to take my son on a trip to Telluride, Colorado to go on the Via Ferrata. Anyone familiar?
No.
Hope I'm saying that right. It's a trail that requires you to be harnessed in and lanyarded in over great heights. My question for you were pushed to your limits in your Breaking Bobby Bones show and your adventures with Bear Grylls. My issue is like yours. I'm afraid of heights. How did you overcome your struggles to achieve these? What tips would you give me? Thanks, and keep up the great show, Randy. First, no, Randy, I am still afraid of heights. It did not help me not be afraid of heights, to tackle heights in all these situations. You're going to do this, it sounds like. You're not going to back up. This is how I convince myself to do things that I'm scared of. For example, episode 1 of Breaking Bobby Bones, I have to go on a rope 4,000 feet hanging down over the Grand Canyon. I just didn't want to do it. Everything about me was saying don't do it. It felt completely unnatural. I was scared. You'll see in the episode, my leg is shaking. Like, it's visibly shaking. But what I told myself is, I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it. So how long do I want to sit here and be scared before I do it? I would rather be scared than do it than have to be over with. The same way I kind of tackle exercise. I hate exercise. But I know that I'm going to do it because I have committed myself to doing it. So I try not to dread it all day. I just attack it. And then I have more of the day for it to be over with.
It's a good approach.
Let me list the things I hate in order. Putin, exercise.
It's good order.
Yeah. But the same when I'm really afraid of something, if I'm like, I know I'm going to do it, I'm just scared, I just do it and get started earlier because it'll be over with. It sounds like, too, it's about your son. And I think if he wants to do it, there's that part of you that has to be selfless for your son.
Ugh.
You've committed to do this with him.
You can't be like, is there a guide?
I'm looking at pictures of this, and it looks awful.
Yeah.
They're on the side of a cliff.
Yeah.
I would never in my free time go do this. But when you finish, you're going to be so proud of yourself. You're probably not going to want to do it again, but you're going to have stories and pictures.
And a bonding moment.
And it's gonna be, yes, yeah. And it's going to be amazing.
I mean, you're winning me over with that part, but like I would try to find a way to get him out there on his own.
But I'm going
to
teach you the big get right now. You're going to teach your son that sometimes you're scared of things and you can still do them.
Okay. I'm just picturing, I mean, this may be doable. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like bungee jumping. I could never do that.
Okay.
But what if my son, I'm thinking hopefully one day my kids don't come to me and say, Mom, please take me bungee jumping. Because of all the things you're saying right now sound like a good bonding, showing them you don't need to be scared. But I don't know that I could do it.
You probably couldn't, but he could.
Okay.
You just don't want to do it. I feel like he wants to do it. He's just scared. It'd be good for your son to show him, hey, I'm really scared of this, but sometimes
we have to do things we're scared of in order to grow. So there's also a learning lesson there. And then finally, here's the thing I'll say at the end, which isn't going to do much for you, but logically, you're not going to die. People do this all the time. Nobody dies. You may find a story on the internet where somebody randomly dies in one place and there was some, but that's one out of 30,000, you know?
Still one.
What if?
It's true, but there's still one in a car wreck. You probably have a better chance of dying in a car wreck than doing this.
Yeah.
So your fear is irrational. It's deserved. Mm. It's justified, but irrational. You're not going to die. Go do it and then send us a note back after it's done. You'll be scared, but it'll be awesome. All right.
You make it.
Yeah. Thank you. And watch Breaking Bobby Bones on Disney Plus. He'll make it. Stop it.
Yeah, he'll make
Stop it.
It.
Randy, good luck, buddy. Now the pressure's on because we talked about it on the show.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, in the next segment, Lunchbox tries to buy John Bon Jovi's apartment for $22 million. We'll tell you how that happened. Also, they sold a house in California for like $125 million. Wild. Like massive house. Crazy, right? But I'll tell you what the mortgage on that would be.
Oh, I always like to know.
Yeah.
Like, could we afford it?
Right. The answer is no. But I'll tell you what the mortgage would be on a 100. I'll tell you all about the house. Crazy this thing even exists. We'll do those next.
Honoring our nation's heroes on this Memorial Day weekend. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
There was a mega mansion in L.A. that they had started building. And listen to this. About a decade ago, somebody in Bel Air started building this house, and he said it's going to be a $500 million house. He wanted to sell it for $500 million. That was the goal. And his company got into some trouble. They had to go bankrupt, so they just sold it for $126 million, half of the original asking price since the bankruptcy. So a mega mansion sold for $126 million. What's funny is after you build it down, after you like to strip, it's like, oh, that's all, 500 to 250 to 20. But if I were just go to 126 million, that's wild.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be a good deal.
That's what it says. Good deal. Half the asking price. Half off's always awesome.
Of course.
126. It's nicknamed The One. It sold at an auction over the weekend. It's still not clear who bought it, but with closing costs and commissions, they're actually paying $141 million. Here's what you get. Do you care?
Yes. Yeah.
It's 105,000 square feet.
Jeez,
on 4 acres, overlooking Hollywood, 21 bedrooms. You don't even go in those. Mm-mm. We have four. I don't even go in three of them. Well, two. I play PlayStation 1. It has 21 bedrooms, 42 bathrooms.
What? Why?
Plus 7 half baths, 50 indoor parking spaces. They have 5 pools.
Wow.
Why do you need 5?
One for everyone.
Oh, that's it. Everybody gets their own.
Get your own pool.
A movie theater, a bowling alley, a golf simulator room, a salon and a spa, and a 10,000 square foot sky deck.
Oh my gosh.
The listing is still up on Zillow if you want to see pictures. With 20% down, the mortgage would be about $600,000 a month.
Oh.
So $600,000 a month plus $80,000 in property taxes a month.
Oh my gosh.
Wild.
I mean, who are these people?
Wild. Like, where does this money even come from?
No.
It's like alien. It's like alien money. And here is Lunchbox trying to buy Bon Jovi's apartment.
Come on.
So, Jason Gibble is Lunchbox's alter ego who tries to make deals, and he often says,
businessman making business deals trying to get that money.
We talked briefly about Bon Jovi's apartment. $22 million in New York City. Lunchbox calls to try to make them a deal, and as he does, he weaves in Bon Jovi lyrics.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
For example, It's My Life. Maybe you know this song right here.
It's my life.
He weaves that one in. Maybe Wanted, Dead or Alive.
I'm a cowboy.
Here is Lunchbox trying to call and buy John Bon Jovi's apartment.
Hi, this is from Can I help you?
Yeah, this is Jason Gibble, businessman making business deals trying to get that money. And I was trying to call and get some information on 155 West 11th Street.
Oh, prime property. Beautiful piece.
Yeah, beautiful. Like, I looked online, I was like, man, it's my life. It's now or never if I'm going to upgrade to this because I'm 40. I'm not going to live forever.
Well, this is the place for you. It's 4,000 square feet, floor to ceiling windows. You overlook.
When I look at those windows, when I was looking at the pictures online, I was like, man, I want that place. I want it dead or alive. I don't care. I got to be in there.
Imagine this. You open up the doors. You come right out, and there's the city surrounding you.
The best part is, here's the best part of it. My wife, she tells me, oh, my gosh, you're not romantic. Basically, she says, you give love a bad name. Well, guess what? When I surprise her with this, that's going to change.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so it has four bedrooms, walk-in closet.
Now, my question, like, for real, like, are you guys looking for a serious buyer? Once I submit this offer, I'm going to be living on a prayer that you accept it.
You know, all you've been doing is quoting Bon Jovi. I don't know if you're serious or you're not. I'm a very busy woman. I have many properties to show, and you're wasting my time. Have a good day.
Oh. That's a good one, man. That deserves a pause right there. That's a nice one. I guess the thing that strikes me is you could just say those things normally. Like, you know, when you give love a bad name, but it's almost like you're reading you're talking normal, then you're like, and you give love a bad name.
Yeah. You wrote those down, right?
Yeah, I wrote those down because I got to remember them.
Yeah, that's good, though. Any luck? Did you get it? Did you get a showing at least?
I know. She didn't call me back.
You left her number, though, right?
Yeah. I was like, no. Don't hang up. And I tried to call her back. Nothing.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a Yorkie named Avery, and Yorkie always ran around in the front yard. And Raquel had Yorkie for years, and it was just gone. She was like, I know that I didn't leave the gate open, but the Yorkie was gone. Avery the Yorkie was gone. So she called the police. She posted those missing signs all over the neighborhood. The local news covered the story. But when the posters went up, then they knew how to get in touch with her. And they sent her a video of Avery the dog in a cage. That is crazy. Like a ransom video.
What?
What'd you think I was talking about?
I don't
know,
but yeah, ransom. That's crazy.
The texter demanded $1,200 for her to get her pup back. You guys didn't react quick enough when I said dog in a cage.
Because I was like, okay, they found the dog. It's in a cage. But
they found it like okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't. They said, here's a dog. You want her back? $1,200.
Dang.
Sent that video. I know. Then, after she told the story, she had a guy come up to her, Iraq War veteran Richard McAmer, and he was like, hey, I'll help you find the dog if you want, instead of you paying the $1,200. So he got all the information from her that she knew about the dog nappers, the phone number, the video. He put out the phone number. He started to go on Facebook and stuff and put out the phone number. Anybody know this? He connected that to a social media profile. The veteran then used some sort of, I don't know what he used. I'm not even going to ask questions, but he figured out who the people were, was able to track them down, and they ended up arresting the suspect in return.
Let's go.
This is like Taken.
Yeah.
For dogs.
Mm-hmm. Here's a clip of the Marine Corps veteran explaining how he found the dog nappers.
I put the dog napper's phone number into my personal phone, which is connected to my Instagram account. And probably 3 to 4 hours later, the Instagram recommended that I follow an account associated with that phone number.
You know what? What I believe is something a little more than that happened.
Not that simple.
That's what I'm going to believe, because I don't think it happened that easy, but I think what he did was awesome. Can you believe somebody sent a video of a dog in a cage and if you want it back, $1,200?
No, it doesn't sound real.
That's crazy. Well, that's what's up. And you would text it you send it from your own cell?
Yeah, you would have to have a burner one. Like, what are you doing?
And you can't really get burner phones as easy anymore.
Oh, is that right?
So I hear.
How do you know that?
All right. Well, that's an awesome story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone.
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. The question is, did Eddie take it too far with his kids? You have four kids, four boys.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I think I might have taken it too far.
You're already telling it too far. Let us be the judge.
I just feel like I did. So we were at the furniture store, right? We're looking for a couch. And my wife and I needed some time. We took all the kids, but we needed some time to look around. So we gave them an iPad, some Nintendo Switch and stuff like that. I'm like, pick a comfy couch, sit there while we go look around. So they sat there. They were very good. And they sat there. So we made our rounds around the entire furniture place. And when we came back, they weren't there anymore. And one of the kids had left the iPad sitting there on the couch right by the front door. So I go, oh my gosh, like, what are they thinking? So I get the iPad and I take it to the car and hide it, knowing that one of them's going to come back and freak out like, oh my gosh, I forgot the iPad. Somebody stole it. And that's exactly what happened. When it was time to leave, they go, oh, hold on, Dad, let me get the iPad. And I let them do it. And they go and they look. And we all go to the car and we let.
Were you the only one that knew?
I'm the only one that knew. And I let him kind of, I watched him through the window, look through all the couches, take all the cushions off. Next thing you know, it's like 10 minutes and he's still going around the whole store and the entire store is helping him look for it. That's when I realized I may have taken it too far because you have employees, salespeople in there taking stuff out of the couch as well. And my wife goes, okay, you should probably go tell him now. And then I eventually did.
When did you tell your wife, though? When did she get clued in?
When we got in the car.
Okay.
I said, I have it. It's in the back seat. She goes, oh, my gosh, go tell him. Like, no. I want him to kind of learn. Guys, I don't know any other way to do this now. Like, these are learning moments. I felt like this was a perfect chance to let him panic, freak out, so he knows how important it is to take care of something valuable like that.
Amy, your eyes get big.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, I kids need to learn, and that will probably...
That's good trauma, if you ask me.
Right. But also, at the same time, it's not like Eddie is an iPad. And so I'm sure that's important to the kid, but it's not like Eddie, you know, the kid was missing from his family or something, and Eddie drove off and left him and, like, learned his lesson.
No, I wouldn't hitchhike home.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, so, like, I think that it's okay. I mean, you knew when enough was enough because it was wasting other people's time.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part. But, I mean, I set a timer. I had to go run an errand, and my 14-year-old was home, and I set a timer on the Alexa because I had something in the oven. And I'm like, you have to listen for the timer because the oven's going to go off. Well, a couple things happened and I got distracted and I was still there and I thought, you know what? I'm going to stay. And I stayed to see if she would come down when Alexa went off to get the stuff out of the oven. She never did. So I had to get the stuff out of the oven. And then I sat there. I kept Alexa going off. The timer was still going off and I sat there and waited like 5-10 minutes. And I'm like, she's going to come down. She's going to come down. Things would be burning right now. So I was doing that, like, and I went up and she had friends over and I, like, created this whole scenario that now our house is burned down and the food is burnt. And then,
you went house before food?
But I,
interesting.
Well, the food burnt.
Interesting ladder to climb. Okay.
I know. I just went on this whole thing. But, like, if I had similarly, I wish that I would have kept the food in there and let it burn. Just to show her, because I needed more of it. Kids have to learn. And I needed that example. And that could be traumatic of the time I let the house just burn.
You did actually let the house burn.
I didn't, because I rescued her. I came in and I did it, and I did it for her. But I'm with Eddie. Like,
no, I mean, when you were a kid, one of your friends tried to burn your house down.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, when my mom was out of town.
You were told not to. I was have told, a party.
Yeah.
And you and did. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was smoking and he threw a like cigarette that. And it was a hot Texas day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So anyway, I support what Eddie did. I don't think it's too crazy. It's not anything too bad.
I also support what you did.
You do?
Yeah, because there wasn't a loser. In the end, the iPad was still there.
Yeah.
He will remember that, because at times in your life where this happens, and I'll just make a sound and you guys will all know the feeling. You know that feeling? Like, yeah. Oh God, where is it? Uh-oh. You remember those. Like, those are things that, yeah. It's like a notch in a, you know, the old thing is like a notch in a bedpost. That's like a little notch in the brain.
Yeah.
Those moments where it's like, and it just, well, okay, that's a memory that you will have, good or bad. And so I know you think it was over. I don't think it was over. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
I think when the whole store, the employees started going in on it and helping look for it.
It made him forget even more, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he that probably embarrassed him a little bit more, which then could help with it. Again, none of
I
us.
I think if you'd have thrown the iPad away and just act like it was stolen, I think that'd have been over the line.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't even think about doing that.
Or sold it. Yeah, that's over the line. But I think that's okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think that's I think you did love good. It. As all, you do have some odd punishments.
Yeah. I'm just running out of creativity here. Like, when something like that happens, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to watch him figure it out.
Did you let your kids sit on a couch that was being sold, or one that you sit in when you get there?
No, late? The one that's being sold is right in the very front. It's very nice.
They're all
comfortable.
Like eating snacks.
That's what I heard too. That was a little weird. You're like, I told them to pick any couch. Like, they have couches where you're supposed to sit, like, and just wait.
Hey, it was a sectional, you know? So it was like big enough for all four kids. They all just sat there.
I'm guessing they didn't sell one of those while you guys were there.
Probably not.
It's time to play the feud. Oh! America's favorite breakfast cereals.
Yes.
10 answers are on the board. Amy, we rolled the dice backstage.
Mm-hmm.
You won. How many can you name? 10 most popular American breakfast cereals. What you got?
Cheerios.
Are you serious?
Cheerios.
It's good. It's got to be on
Cheerios.
There.
Cheerios. Cheerios. There's Honey Nut Cheerios, plain Cheerios, okay. Heart-healthy Cheerios.
Yeah, just show me Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
That's a close one.
Oh, I was like,
that's a close one, because regular Cheerios are disgusting and dry. And
yeah, they're
you have to put
bad.
Sugar on them, and they go to the bottom of the bowl, and you get it.
What number?
Thing. 3.
Okay. Okay. This one is so good, and the commercials are cute. Honey Bunches of Oats.
Boy, this is not Amy's category.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Show me Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oh, great. It's all the sugary crap.
Crap? I didn't make the list.
Crap? She's on Lucky Charms.
And you know you meant regular Cheerios, too. Yeah, she picked Honey Bunches of Oats. It shows us she meant regular Cheerios.
I'm kidding.
Regular
Cheerios. I just didn't know which direction this was going.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Grape Nuts?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Lunchbox.
Lucky Charms.
Show me Lucky Charms.
Oh!
That's number 4. You got yourself 4 points there, buddy.
Yep. Dang.
You ready again?
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Boom.
Show me. Ding. CTC. That is your number one answer.
Why am I so lame?
I don't know why you're lame, because you know what they are? They're great. Frosted Flakes.
Show me Frosted Flakes. Number 2 answer.
Okay.
Now you're in trouble?
Yeah, now I'm in trouble. Now I'm in trouble.
Lunchbox has 7 points right now.
Walk down the aisle. Oh, yeah. And you look at the... Oh, my goodness. What do you get next? Give me the Fruity Pebbles down there at number 9.
Show me Fruity Pebbles. Number 5.
Woo!
5 answers still on the board. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Frosted Flakes, Honey Nut Cheerios, Lucky Charms, and Fruity Pebbles. All in that order, 1-5.
Yeah, and then you walk down that aisle, and what do you see? Oh, I see Golden Grahams looking at me.
Show me Golden Grahams.
Oh!
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Big points still left on the board, Eddie.
Come on, man.
5 answers remaining.
Did he say Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops has not been said.
Then give me the Fruit Loops.
Show the man Fruit Loops.
Toucan Sam, baby.
Number 7. That's 7 points, buddy.
Okay. Also, like the Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks. Same shape. Apple Jacks.
Interesting. I haven't thought about Apple Jacks in a long time.
Long time.
Oh, do people talk about it all the time because they're America's favorite.
Everywhere you go, people are like, hey,
yeah.
How's your Apple Jacks today? Show me Apple Jacks.
Yeah!
Number 9.
I am shocked.
Let's go.
At number 9.
What now I'm in trouble.
World.
There are 3 answers left on the board, 6, 8, and 10, so still a lot of points to be had.
A lot of game to be played.
Okay. Let's go with the chocolate side of cereal and give me Cocoa Puffs.
It's just which chocolate one is on there. That's the was the hard part.
I know.
That's why I didn't go there.
Eddie says Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa Puffs.
I feel it.
Show me Cocoa Puffs.
Come on.
Yeah! At number 10.
Woo! That's good.
Wow.
How many are left?
2 left.
Okay, let's stay with chocolate. Give me the Cookie Crisps.
Show the guy Cookie Crisp.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Back in.
All right, Amy, you're back in.
Okay, I'm debating between a few. I should just go with whatever opposite that first comes into my head. What about Captain Crunch?
Oh, gosh, that's so good, Amy.
Are you asking me a question, or are you saying that as your answer?
Has it? No one said
it? That's a cereal, yes.
Yes. Captain Crunch.
Show her Captain Crunch.
Wow.
Yay. What was that?
Number 6.
Okay.
There's one more answer on the board.
One more? Oh, I don't know how to choose. Okay, I'm debating. I'll go with Rice Krispies.
Dang it. That was what I had.
That's so good.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Show her. Rice Krispies.
Oh. Shock, Amy.
Lunchbox?
Well, I had Rice Krispies as my last and final guess. That was it. So.
Follow me. Walk down the aisle.
I'm walking down the aisle. What do I see looking at me? I see that box, but that's not on there. Like, Cracklin' Oat Bran, not going to be on there. Raisin Bran, I love it. Not going to be on there.
Ugh.
Whoa, don't. You got to let it get soggy.
Ugh.
Let it soak in the milk. But, guys, you walk down and you see something. And you like it. It has a little bee on there. And you want to climb in there.
Wait,
and
what
get
is
caught
it?
In the honeycombs.
Honeycombs.
Oh, okay,
honeycombs! Good.
Show me honeycombs!
Oh,
all right, Eddie.
I wasn't confident.
Last guesser here. Go ahead.
Man, he went by it and he said he liked it. And I think most Americans like it. But you also went, ugh. I think it's got to be on there.
Are you telling me he sold me on the
I feel like he sold you on the.
Dang
ugh.
It!
Bones for the win. Give me Raisin Bran.
Is it Raisin Bran? Let's go.
Oh,
no.
Is okay, it? You guys get one guess left.
Okay.
Try to get the final one. We got to move quickly here. Third okay. round's always a speed round. Amy.
Life.
Is it Life?
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula. Frankenberry.
Those are good.
I couldn't think of anything.
Eddie, last one.
Okay, last one. We said Frosted Flakes. Give me Corn Flakes.
That's enough.
Wow.
Is it Wheaties?
No.
Good.
What in the world?
The one answer that you did not get is Reese's Puffs. That is the number 8 answer.
No. I never,
had,
never
had it.
Our winner with 26 points is Eddie.
What?
Yeah, look at this guy. Big winner today. Wow.
If I'd have got Reese's Puffs, I'd have won. I don't know.
Man, Reese's, no, you wouldn't have.
Reese's Puffs is like, that's pretty recent.
Yeah, that must be a new school.
Yeah, thing. That's not our school.
We didn't just go, hey, who's old school?
No,
and then ask them the question.
True.
It's Memorial Day weekend. Join us as we honor the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. In their honor, we celebrate them. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's Morning Corny coming up in a little bit. Here's a voicemail giving us a little Morning Corny themselves.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio. Why do melons have weddings? Because they cantaloupe. Love the show. Have a great day.
Boom. Oldie but goodie.
Good.
Amy, what's coming up in the pile?
Well, I have the top office annoyances, and I want to see what annoys y'all around here. And then one thing that you can do if you're having a blah day, you do
a
this
blah
one
day?
Thing. Like
a blah day.
A blah day. Then you do this, and it'll be fixed. Then Dolly Parton gave her little secret tip to making a breakfast food, like just right and perfect. Like it's her top secret thing.
All right, that's coming up in Amy's pile of stories next.
A happy Memorial Day, the unofficial kickoff to summer. As you're prepping the grill for a family get-together this weekend, let's not forget the true meaning as we honor those who courageously gave their lives for our freedom. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So do y'all have things around the office that annoy you or things coworkers do or smells or anything that gets on your nerves?
Well, we had a problem with Lunchbox passing gas all the time.
Wow.
Remember that? We had to have an intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started going to the producer room and doing it.
Yep.
I do remember that.
So that was a thing. You will yell at all of us in studio because your headphones are still in.
Yeah.
And you don't take them off and you're like, how's everybody doing this morning?
like it's Amy, loud.
Take your headphones off.
Okay. Well, a poll was taken and that's actually the number one thing is coworkers talking too loudly while you're trying to work.
They polled me. Another guy here eats raw eggs.
Boiled, not raw.
Yeah,
boiled
eggs.
Yeah. And they close to raw, definitely smell. Someone else started eating them too because I feel like the smell is just everywhere now. People who cough or sneeze without covering their mouth. Coworkers who come into work even if they're sick. Slow computers and IT issues.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the main office annoyances.
Yeah, the sick thing bothers me. And my rule is if you don't feel good, don't come in. You will not be shamed or guilted. Heck, you may even win Employee of the Month if you don't come in. Like, I respect that so much. Yeah. All right, what else?
Well, so if you want to feel better, like say you're just kind of having a day, we'll perform a random act of kindness. Because studies show that when you put the well-being of others before your own without expecting anything in return at all, it stimulates the reward centers in our brains to produce dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin. And those are the feel-good chemicals. So really, it's called a helper's high, and that's all you got to do. It's so simple.
So it sounds like if you're good to others, you're doing it now selfishly so you can feel good.
We used
to just do it without knowing.
However it gets done.
Yeah.
Okay. And then speaking of kindness, one of the kindest people ever, Dolly Parton, she shared her secret egg recipe. She says it makes the fluffiest eggs ever, hands down. And it's an ingredient I've never heard of. She said, when you're scrambling the eggs, add in ice cold water, like a few drops, and voila, it makes it fluffy. She's been doing that for years. Someone once told her, and she swears by it.
Did she say voila? And do you know you spell voila with a V? Voila.
Voila.
Fun fact.
It looks like violin.
Voila. And?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
We're going to do a little time travel here back to 2015. William Daniels goes to the convenience store, buys a lottery ticket, $100,000 winner. Woo! Pretty cool, right? Well, then now he's 31 years old. He bought another scratch off and he won $50,000. And he said he knows how he did it. It's the long hair. Back in 2015, he had long hair, cut it, didn't win again. He grew his hair back out, $50,000. Boom. So if you want to win the lottery, have long hair.
That's what you take from this.
Yep.
When you grew your hair out, did you win the lottery?
No. I had it long, too.
Lunchbox grew his hair out for a bet.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah.
You and your buddies bet what? How much money?
We bet $1,200 that I would not get a haircut for 1 year. There was alcohol involved. And one guy bet me $1,000. The other guy bet me $200. And 6 months into the bet, the $1,000 bettor got a girl pregnant, unplanned. And I said, hey, man, we can back out of the bet. We don't have to do this. He's like, nah, man, don't worry about it. Just because I have a kid doesn't mean I won't pay you. All right, bet's on. Kept it a year, never got paid.
Because he could at least cut his hair at 6 months.
Yeah.
He kept it going.
Now, another twist to the story is he grew his hair out. He was always like, I look like Tom Brady because Tom Brady had his hair long.
Mm-hmm. Everybody told me that.
Like Tom. No, nobody did. Secondly, Lunchbox is like, I'm going to donate this because I have it this long.
Yep.
Let's just donate it.
Locks of Love.
Yeah. And so what happened?
So I shipped it to Locks of Love and they were supposed to send me a gift certificate saying, oh, we used your hair. And they rejected my hair.
They rejected his hair.
Oh, no.
Well, we think it got used in the oil spill, right?
Yeah, we think they threw it in the ocean.
So it helped
to pick up the oil.
Yeah, it was
some
around
way.
The same time in the Gulf. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I was trying to make a wig out of me, and they didn't want it.
He wanted somebody else to have his hair.
Like, how cool would that have been? Someone walking around with my...
Well, it'd have been cool that they needed the hair and were using it.
That's what I'm
they
saying.
Were like fighting. No, no, you were like, I own them.
Yeah, that's my hair.
That's my hair. Yes, and they wouldn't even accept it.
Like, so, I'm at the grocery store. I'm like, yo, that looks like my wig, okay, man.
All right, the story, though, that you brought to us, which I don't even know if that's good. His story was, if you have your hair grown long, you'll win the lottery.
No, that's according to William Daniels. He bought a house with his first winnings, and his second one, he's going to pay for his wedding. I mean, not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal for him, but I don't know that it was his hair. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Thank you guys for hanging out. Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What's the world's number one card game?
What's the world's number one card game?
Uno.
That was the morning corny.
We play so much cards at the house that we have physically destroyed 2 decks in the past 2 months.
That's funny.
Just from shuffling and playing and, you know, dirt, and we've destroyed two. We have to order new cards from Amazon every month at this point.
You're an aggressive card
player? No, we just play a lot of nerds. We play, that's kind of our calm down after a long day. It's about 30, 45 minutes. We play a game a day. We keep score.
That's fun.
You know, so we just, I have a set of Arkansas cards now. She has a set of Oklahoma cards, and we go to town. That's our, we're old. All right, let's go over and talk to Josh, who lives in Missouri. Josh, we appreciate you calling. What's going on, dude?
I am getting married in less than 60 days, and my fiance's mom is also requesting that she get her own special dance, kind of like a father-daughter dance. So her mom also wants a special dance. So I guess a two-part question. One, I wasn't sure how normal that was. And two, I don't know if anybody in the studio has like a song suggestion to use.
I think it's abnormal that the mom of the bride requests her own spot in the way. That's the abnormal part. It's not the actual dance. I think if you said, hey, I'd like to do a dance with you, the my future mother-in-law, I think, well, that's interesting, but you, it's your wedding, you get to do whatever you want. But I think it's weird that she put in her own request.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, oh, I'd like to add a little something.
At first I was like, well, what's normal? Who cares? It's your day, but then it's not her day.
Yeah, it's not. Yes, that's my point.
It's the bride's day.
Are you close to your fiance's mom?
I'd say we've gotten pretty close over the last 6 months or so, yeah.
Are you close enough that you could slow dance with her and not feel awkward?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
Good.
Song suggestion?
Yeah, and I have one. And I'll play it for you in a second. But I just feel like a slow dance, I don't know. I never really slow danced with my mother-in-law.
Is it all right for him to ask her why? Like, just say, why would you like to dance with me?
Josh, why do you think she wants to dance with you?
I think it's more about the fact that she wants to feel like she's getting recognized, you know, like the dad gets recognized.
Got it.
And, you know, the moms do most of the work, right? So I guess she feels like she wants some recognition, too.
Okay.
I haven't heard of this.
Interesting.
There's only one song that you can play for this, because I was thinking about it, and it's this one right here. I think that it's got to be something that's not lovey-dovey in all reality. And it's hard to find a slow song that isn't love or sad.
Okay.
That's pretty much two slow song categories. Love, ooh, I love you. Or sad, ooh, I'm so sad. Amy, anything?
Oh, okay. I just Googled if this is common or not, and people have asked, does the groom dance with the mother-in-law? And while it's not common, it is optional. So clearly this is
everything's optional.
You
can go naked if you want. Everything's optional.
I know, but the fact that it's even on here is optional means it's like come up before with other people. And I've just never heard of this happening.
Did you Google songs to dance to your with your mom to? That would have been the better Google, I think.
I did.
What'd you get?
And then that's what came up. All I got was mother-son dance songs. So it would be whatever you would dance with your mom with, and you just insert mother-in-law.
Songs to dance to your mom with. My Wish, Rascal Flatts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My that's Wish what, for you. That's a good one.
I think that's what my husband danced to with his mom.
I'll Be There, the Jackson 5.
Ooh.
It's just a song about support.
Okay.
Okay.
He's like, oh, thanks, guys.
He's like, whatever.
That's a good one. Amy, well, do you know that song?
Yeah, of course.
Sing for me.
I'll be there.
Wow, look at us.
Wow.
Here you go.
I'll be there. Nailed it.
I'll reach out my hand to you.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm trying to.
I'll have faith in all you do.
Huh?
Just call my name.
No, that's good.
He called mother-in-law.
Yeah.
She'll be there.
All right, Josh, that's it. That's what you're going with. And I'll invoice you for this.
Yeah, that sounds like a winner.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It's right. Like she's singing it to him.
No, I thought he sang to each other. You should sing it to each other. All right, Josh, I'm glad we could help. Good luck, buddy.
Oh, boy.
That's a weird, situation. There's a guy who was driving 259 miles per hour on the Autobahn, which is in another country, Germany. But he was driving 259, and he recorded it to put it on YouTube. But think about driving that fast.
I mean, it seems crazy.
259 miles per hour. They are thinking about filing charges against the guy who posted a YouTube showing him driving a Bugatti Chiron at up to 259. He was driving on one of the stretches that doesn't have a speed limit, but authorities are thinking about prosecuting him because they're considering this a banned car race. Like, you can't drive that fast in this kind of car, go to jail for 2 years. This car costs $3 million. $3 million for a car.
Then why make that car available to people?
I don't know. But I mean, it would be like getting a race car, like putting a NASCAR on the street. That's not available to be driven on the road.
Right.
Yeah.
But a $3 million car, if you can't drive, they weren't going to pull him over for just having the car. But going 269, I have no interest in going fast. What's the fastest you've ever driven in a car? You will not be prosecuted.
90?
Yeah, about the same probably. On an 80. Because some interstates, yes. I believe you can get to 80. So I think I've probably been up around 90 before. Eddie?
90. 90, wow. Maybe 91. I was late to a doctor's appointment.
You never hit 100, huh?
Never. I don't have cars that I think that can go to 100.
Lunchbox?
112.
What? In
my buddy's,
what?
My buddy's Camaro.
And you drove at 112?
Yeah.
And he let you?
Yeah.
He let you drive his Camaro and max it out to 112.
On a Mopac highway?
On where?
Mopac.
Like at highway in Austin?
Yep.
You drove at 100 miles an hour in the middle of Austin.
How old were you?
Yeah, we were 16.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. It. We could have lost him.
Yeah. I mean, one time, let me tell you about one time he was flying. We were going about 85, and a cop, and we hit that 183 flyover. Cop never caught us.
Wow.
Gone.
So you ran from the cops.
Yeah.
In a Camaro.
In a Camaro. He still got the Camaro in the garage. He won't let go of it. I mean, it would fly. That sucker flew.
I'm not letting any of my friends drive anything I have 112 miles an hour. That's wild. I'm not even interested in going fast.
Oh, it was pretty scary.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. That was real scary. Woo! I mean, everything is flying real quick. And
did you just get it to it and then drop it off?
About 3 or 4 seconds. And I was like, I'm done.
And you go back to 70?
Yep. Because immediately you're just like, oh, I mean, your heart is beating. I mean, I may have been sweating. I was so like freaked out.
Ray, what's the fastest you ever been? Ever done 100?
No, I mean, parents always had like northern vehicles, SUVs and stuff. So 90, 95.
Scuba, ever done 100?
Oh, easily.
Of course.
Ace of a Honda Civic Si, and I loved it. I would not all the time, but in early morning traffic would go at least 120, 125.
What?
In a car, in a Honda?
And it's like 3 a.m. going to work in San Francisco and just rolling over the bridge. It was liberating.
You would do 120 miles an hour. They will put you in jail for that.
Over the Bay Bridge, but there's no cops out. It's 3 a.m. There's nobody on the road. It was safe. It was just me.
When you
me.
Say the Bay Bridge, like the Golden Gate Bridge?
No, there's two. There's a Golden Gate Bridge and there's the Bay Bridge that connects Oakland and San Francisco. So gotcha. That one.
I have no interest in going that fast.
So much fun.
For any reason. Let's go. Amy may have been scammed again. So walk us through what happened to you.
So I was at the gas station and I put my credit card in and it says error. So then I wait a second, clear the pad, press all the buttons, put it back in again. And it seemed as though it accepted it and I was able to pump gas. So filled up my car, put the cap on, got in my car, drove away. Then the gas station attendant comes after me. Like there was a couple of like line of cars, so still in the parking lot, but she's running after me like, you didn't pay for gas. Like I stole gas. I was like, I paid for gas, put my credit card in the machine. Seemed like it was working. And she said, no, I'm going to need to run it manually inside. So I gave her my card and she went inside and ran it and she brought it back out to me. And when I went home and was telling my family about this, everyone was like, she took your, you didn't go with her. She took your card. And they just kind of thought that possibly maybe my information was taken down and it was a way to get my card.
When I buy gas, I always use the credit card.
Yeah.
But does the gas pump work if you don't? Because I don't think it does.
That's what I'm saying. It worked.
But like, I trust that she did. I trust her. I don't even know it was.
Me neither.
But for some reason, I trust her and she came running out as public, you know?
I'm starting to wonder though, no, my family is all in my head that like, I mean, she had on a yellow shirt, but like, did she have a name tag?
I would just check and make sure you didn't get double charged.
Right.
I don't think it was anyone that saw you. They'd have to know it wasn't working. They had to work behind the counter and see the buttons. And I would just check and make sure you didn't get double charged for that gas.
Yeah, no, I'm monitoring it. So far, I just have a charge for the gas. But I guess their thing was that it was a way to get my card and write down the information and maybe start charging things to it later.
Well, you went third level.
I know. I didn't think. I just thought it was bizarre that I was able to fill up. But they were like, well, maybe this is a thing they do. And they switch the button to where you can fill up. But they know you had problems, so they believe it when they run after you and say, oh, it didn't work. Your card didn't charge.
I just think because they showed you their face, that wouldn't be a thing.
I know.
Did Amy get scammed? I go, no. I think it was a malfunction of the gas pump and that she still might get double charged, but I don't think that a human is trying to take her money.
Kay.
Eddie?
Yeah, at first I thought she was being scammed, but now I think she's just being paranoid. I think you're good, Amy. Just check the credit card history or what's going on now.
Lunchbox?
Ooh, I think she got scammed. Oh. And I think the woman wrote down her credit card number and is going to try to buy things later.
Okay. Well, 2-1.
Okay, you guys said.
The whole credit card thing is so weird, though. We went to dinner a couple nights ago, and I've been saying this for years. Everyone says, protect your identity. Hide your credit card numbers. Make sure they don't know your birthday and la la. You're like, got it. I'm being vigilant about nobody getting my private information. Heck, they put a little over the credit card machine now. There's a little like cover so people can't see you type your PIN. We're locked down. Except at the end of dinner, you just hand some random person your credit card. They take it back to a dark room and do whatever they want with it.
Right. So
they
true.
Take the credit card anywhere they want. They can pull their phone out, take pictures of both sides, and go and rip it up on Amazon.
But we trust them for some reason.
Well, there's that. And then also I'll call to order something online and I just read all my info over the phone to someone and they're like, okay, got it. Take it down. Like we ordered food from like the actual restaurant, didn't do Postmates or whatever, anything. And I call and they took my credit card over the phone and I thought, well, they just wrote that down on a piece of paper and they're going to run that.
And they have
and there it is.
Your CVV code or whatever that is.
Yeah.
You don't even know what to do. And then they're like, don't click a link. And then our company sends us an email with the link. And they're like, click the link for a free gift card. And I'm like, well, that's a scam. And then you guys are all like, we got a free gift card.
Well, it wasn't a scam.
This is why everybody's getting scammed. It's so confusing. We don't know what to do. Let me talk to Danielle, who is on the phone right now. Danielle, welcome to the show. What would you like to say?
We have a debate in our house between all of our siblings. And the debate is between, like, what's weird with your spouse. So my husband is, like, kind of rough and tough kind of guy, works outside in the garage and stuff. But I will, like, cut his toenails for him because it's odd, but he's just not flexible and he can't reach them. So I do it for him. And I don't have a problem with it. But my sister says it's the most disgusting thing she's ever heard of. Mm-hmm. But then she says if her husband takes too long in the restroom, she will go in and sit on his lap.
What?
Cool.
Okay, that's
like,
weird.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of.
Okay, would you like us to pick which one we think is worse?
What?
Because I think it's an easy winner.
Wait, is it like, does that help things? Or she's trying to annoy him so he'll hurry up? Like,
she's not annoying him. She just says like, I guess she misses him. And I was like, there's no way to do this. She's like, it happens. It happens often enough that they call it a lap chat. What?
A lap chat?
This is terrible. Like,
that's
that was
I don't
worse.
Even like to go, if I'm hitting up the two, I don't even like to go in the bathroom near Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
I will go across to a different bathroom in the house. Just trying to save some sort of romance, right?
Yeah.
I cannot. If I was in there and she walked in and sat on my lap,
dude, get out of here.
And had a chat with you.
What is it?
I thought it was like a way of like helping him along.
It's like a new podcast, lap chat.
But just because she misses him, they might have some attachment.
Both are bad though. Helping him along and missing him.
Well, helping him along is way better than this.
Okay, which is more, the gross one's the second one, right?
Oh, yeah, clip the toenails all day long. That is fine.
John in Missouri. Hey, John, what's up, buddy?
Not much. I was just calling to kind of say something about the gas card or the
Amy being scammed. Yeah. What do you think?
If that pump already engaged and she was getting gas, she better call and cancel that credit card.
So you
there's
think
no reason for anybody. Yeah, there's no reason for anybody to take her credit card once the pump is on and operating.
Have you heard of this scam before?
I have not. But I know that a sort of kind of scam like this has happened before because my wife runs she's over three banks. And this type of stuff is happening more often where people are calling to cancel cards because the scam comes in at a later date. Mm.
Well, thank you for that. I was feeling pretty good. We had moved on.
Yeah.
Now we're going to watch Amy's account. Give me your account login. I'll pay it. I'll watch it. I'll watch over it. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, John. We appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. Best of luck, guys.
All right. Thank you. See you later. Appreciate that. Okay. If you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. We've all been there. you have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. On the phone is Kate, who is calling us from California. Kate, what's going on?
Hi. Okay, so I have a question. I need advice. My husband and I just bought our his childhood home from his parents, and I told him I had one request. I said I didn't want to keep anything from them in the house, like hold it for them, because they are in between houses. They are building. And he said, no problem, for sure. Well, come to find out, we're keeping all of their workout equipment in a whole room for 2 years. And I was really upset when I first found out because he didn't run it by me. But then I was like, you know what? They're my in-laws. It's fine. They do so much for us. It's like, I need to get over myself. Well, now he wants to go to the local gym. And I'm like, no, you can use the gym at home. And he's like, you're being ridiculous. I don't need to use the gym at home. And I'm like, you made a commitment to use this for 2 years. You can use the gym at home.
Did he make the commitment in the agreement to keep their stuff? Like, did he say, I will also work out with this equipment?
No, he didn't. He just said, yeah, sure, I'll occupy a whole room. But now he wants to go to the gym. And I'm like, you have the stuff here. It's all the same.
Okay. Will the gym membership significantly hurt you financially?
Oh, no, not at all. It's like $10 a month.
Okay. You have to let him go to the gym.
Yeah.
Why does he want to go, though?
Get
out of the house. A lot of people like the gym.
What kind of weights are those? Two and a halves?
Maybe a crossbow? What do they call them? Bowflex?
Well, I mean, those can be good, but some people just want to be out of the house. They want that separation. They want the energy of a gym and classes and different things.
Yeah, Kate, I hate siding against you because you sound awesome. But if he didn't make the commitment he was going to work out with those weights, and I understand how annoying it could be to have a room taken over. I think it's two different things, though.
Yeah.
I think you can be annoyed you got to keep the stuff. And it has nothing to do with him having to work out with the stuff. So yeah, let him go to the gym.
Yeah, but you get something.
I'm always good with that. I'm always with some sort of negotiation there. But I think he should be able to go to the gym if he didn't commit to using the stuff.
Yeah.
I am he's gonna be over the moon hearing this, especially from you.
Okay, but then we'll speak to him.
Okay, let's say something to him. Yeah. Amy, you go ahead.
You say.
Because I'm going to speak for him, then Amy's going to speak for you. Okay, I'll be his representation.
Him, you, man, husband, you go to your wife and you say, okay, I know I'm going to be going to the gym, but hey, I obviously, since I didn't consider what you wanted with the house and the exercise equipment is there, I'm sorry I didn't take that into consideration, but what would you like? What can I do for you? What is something that's missing from your life? That's what he needs to say.
I like that. Okay.
Well, I was talking to him. He's cool when he hears this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you hopefully another time, okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
The Bobby Bones Show, remembering our fallen service members with pride this Memorial Day.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from the state of Washington. A man was pulled over when he was in the HOV lane, which is the carpool lane. It was him and a skeleton dressed like him. Had a hoodie on, had the construction outfit, but he got pulled over when cops noticed just bare bones.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I'm not too good for this.
It's awesome.
I mean, if you're desperate.
Yeah,
I'm not too.
If traffic's awful, I'm going to be honest. I'm not too good. I rarely get in that, or remember to get in that lane. We come to work at weird hours.
I'm not stuck in traffic that often because of my lifestyle where I'm in bed early and traveling at weird hours. But occasionally when I get into crazy traffic, if I am traveling, I never think about it because I'm never on.
You don't get on that side for it.
But
you would.
I would definitely buy a blow-up doll. Put a Razorback hat on it.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
That's my cousin Josh.
Carpooling with your cousin.
I bet you that doesn't get stopped.
Bobby makes the news for him and his blow-up doll.
And you know what? In my mugshot, I'd be smiling. Thumbs up. Okay.
And police did tweet a photo and said, hashtag gotta be alive. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Honoring our nation's heroes on this Memorial Day weekend. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
There's a Mount Rushmore for me of people that I love that I've never met that I'm kind of scared to meet because I love them so much. If I meet them and that meeting doesn't go well, then I may not love them anymore.
A little weird, but I get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the don't meet your heroes thing. But I'll tell you, most the heroes that I met, Garth.
Pretty awesome.
I think that's the only hero I've ever met.
The only one?
Like people that I like, I'd have to think about this. Because there are some like close ones. Like Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Awesome. I'm like friends with him now. It's crazy. And sometimes I got to be like, I'm cool, man. You know, just like.
Yeah. You're chill.
Yeah, I'm cool, man.
Like, did you say that to yourself or him?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe both. So tomorrow it's going to happen. My favorite band of all time is Counting Crows. And Adam Duritz, the lead singer, is coming into the studio. I cannot wait, but also I don't want it to happen. It's the same thing. It's the same feeling.
But you do want it to happen.
It will happen.
Yeah.
It is happening.
And it's going to be awesome.
But I might cancel it. You never know.
No, don't do that.
No,
do that.
I like it. I like it. So Adam Duritz from Counting Crows in tomorrow, for example. Mr. Jones, play that one. I'm nervous about this interview. I was nervous the first time Garth came in. I was nervous when Steven Tyler came in because I valued that so much. That's lead singer of Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They've been killing us since the 70s. Nervous for Garth Brooks. I said that one.
Were Kenny
Rogers. Kenny Rogers, I was nervous that he was older. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't nervous about my performance. I was nervous that he wouldn't come off in a way that made everybody feel good. And he did.
He was awesome.
It was amazing. But he was older, and I was like, oh, I need to. It was almost like I need to take care of him. But he was fantastic. Yeah, it was excellent. What are you going to say?
Oh, two more. John Mayer and Dolly.
John Mayer coming in was really cool because there was a brief, I don't know, year where John Mayer and I were kind of like halfway buddies. Where when I went to LA, he's playing a show. I was like, hey, I'm here. And I went backstage and it was a whole, we just hung out.
Then what happened, man?
Time, man.
Just grew apart.
We weren't, I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but we weren't close anyway. And he used to follow me on Instagram. He doesn't anymore. I don't know what I did.
Mm. Oh.
I've never even talked about this, but I guess time just got us. And then, so I can't even DM him anymore because he doesn't follow me. Or maybe I can still DM him. But then he changed his number and I changed mine. And, you know, man, sometimes relationships just do their thing.
It happens.
Oh.
But nothing happened, I don't think.
Right, right. Just so time.
It could come back around.
He doesn't follow me anymore. How's he going to come back around? He's like, he'd like my picture. Be like, yes, yes. John Mayer, like my picture.
Well, Instagram isn't the only
way. It is. It's the only thing that matters in the world.
Okay.
So my point is Adam Duritz of Counting Crows in tomorrow. He does the Shrek song. Here you go. Come, turn a little faster. Anyway, I can't wait. Or can I wait? I'm going to be so disappointed. That's my favorite. Eddie and I love Counting Crows so much. It's really part of the reason we bonded so much early.
Yeah.
We would just sing songs to each other alone.
We would even quote what he would say like in between songs on records.
On live records.
Cute.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah.
But so, we stayed friends though, Bobby and I.
Yeah, we still are friends. Yeah. So that's tomorrow. Very excited about that. And I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Something else we want to do that we're excited about if we want you guys to help us out with Fun Fact Friday. So, for example, like Verizon My Plan, they give you control over your phone plan. I have Verizon. I love Verizon. I'm super excited they're doing this with us. With Verizon's My Plan, you get exactly what you want. You only pay for what you need. You can turn on perks whenever you want it. Now, this week you control Fun Fact Friday. Leave us a voicemail with your fun fact. Tell us something you think we should highlight. We'll play some of them back. You control it. Some of them are getting on the air. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our voicemail number. 877-77-BOBBY. Fun facts. Hit us up with them. You take control of the show and your phone plan with My Plan from Verizon. And if you want me to not have Adam Duritz in because you think it's going to hurt my heart or soul, let me know.
No one's going to say
that. I know. I wouldn't say it. I'd delete those calls. So, okay.
Big show tomorrow.
Which fun facts. Sometimes facts can be.
But we won't play them.
Sad.
Okay, yeah, we have control too. Verizon, we have control over our phone plan and control over the voicemails that go on the air. Like,
did you start that deal because my fun facts have been bad? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we actually wanted to eliminate all of you.
Bring in some.
Well, Lunchbox is always about poop and pee.
Right.
And then Eddie's
always.
Are sad.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
It's Memorial Day weekend. Join us as we honor the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. In their honor, we celebrate them. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.